What is the big seal of the book of Joshua? Look at that. Rabbi Isaac Olenin, God has a message for us in the book of Joshua. What is the message of the book of Judges? Who can tell me? Mishatri Olenin, what is the big message? Yes.
You can't escape from God. You have to face God.
Hmm?
You can't escape from God. You have to face God.
Die. Because escape from God, you should come to take anything. Come, take anything. Shut out.
Sarah's big scene. Like a very big. Joe, you want to say what?
I was
going to
say the same thing.
This is this one for Birmingham in London. Yes.
God has a plan.
God has a shut out. God has a plan. Great, God has a plan. So what's the plan? What?
Salvation.
Salvation. Healing for everyone. Shout it out. That's great. Come, take a gift. Come, take anything from Africa. What else? Shout it out. What else? Yes?
I think sometimes we try to run away from the presence of God, but he has always message to bring us back.
Yes, we tend to. Always we have tendency to run away from God. Yes, very good. But God always wants to show us what he wants us. That's great. Thank you. It's great. Big seed. What else? بص كده. في حاجات very big in the story. We should understand very well. First, بص كده. حديث في القصص كده. دايما ال big scenes تلاقوها في prominent verses. Verse 2. بص كده. حد يقرا لك ده جونا 1 فيرس 2 جونا 1 2 حد يريد في الاصل او اللي كده
get up
yes.
and go to the great city of Nineveh announce my judgment against it because I have seen how wicked its people are.
What's the lesson? مش شاطر قول that is the first lesson.
God sees it as a great city, even though it's a sinful city.
Yes. But what greatness in the eye of God? If we say greatness, what's greatness? When the Bible says about John the Baptist, he was great in the eyes of the Lord. He's poor, ascetic, living in the desert, eating nothing. What's greatness? No education, no PhD, nothing. How is great? How John the Baptist is great? Great Ada. If John the Baptist come here, we'll dismiss him. Hey, what's that? He knows nothing. He's not educated. And if he will submit his CV, everyone will say, what's that? No CV. Nothing in his CV. Black CV, مشكلة. But he was great in the eyes of God. Ah.
It's great Nineveh because its capacity to love.
Yes. What else? Hena. What is the key word here? Which God wants to stress upon?
Arise.
Huh?
Arise.
Arise, yes. What else? Have a beer out here. Something.
Recognize.
That?
Recognize.
Evil, yes. Recognize. Evil. Sin hurts God. If you go to the Arabic version, which is very near to the Hebrew, that sin go up and hurts God. عارفين زي ايه؟ زي كده I put my leg over leg like that and the push she will say what? I like that. مش عايز اعملها عشان رجلها هتتكسر. زي دبابة ولا elephant على رجلها. صح she will say I like that. That's sin. First big principle. When I do sin, God feel his heart. God doesn't want to keep me in sin. Why we are here? عشان to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to live in sin. Because sin always spoil everything. الوالد يقول عن السن, it is fun. واحد يقول لي كده, sin is fun. It is life. Everyone is doing it. But sin for God is hurting. طب why God, why sin hurts God? If I like it, if it's good, it's fun for me. Why is hurted by my sin? Why disturb him? Another one, let's show. Why? Why God hates sin?
Because it separates us from him.
Yes, Shatr Ali. Without telling you. Because sin spoiled everything in my life. Because it separates me from God. Because if I keep sin, I lose my identity. Sin like عارفة في حاجة لما واحد يجيب كده انت كده ويحط على واحد او بينت كده يخلي كل حاجة كده روين بالضبط سين كده مش كده God is very sensitive about sin. So when he could find sin in their life quickly, what God did? This is the other part of the story. بص كده, first sin hurts God. Second, بص كده بسرعة كده حد يروح هنا last chapter which is very I like it very much. حد يروح كده last chapter chapter 4 from verse 9 قد إليه بص كده حد يروح كده بسرعة حد يروح كده.
And God said to Jonah,
yes,
is it right for you to be angry because the plant died? Yes, Jonah retorted. Even angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all of the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?
What's the second principle? Which we don't know. What's the second principle? First, sin hurts God. They call the city great, but God said, no, it's not great. Because if they would keep sin in their life, sure, they are not great. Second big lesson. What's the reaction of God towards sinner? If I'm sinner, if devil take me away from God. If nowadays I'm weak, I'm down, and through this temptation around us, I go down, kida, and I'm more fiery, and I start to keep some small or big sins in my life. And that hurts God. And that spoils my image. What's the second point, big point in the story, Hannah? Miracle happened. What's the second principle here?
God loves us.
Huh? God loves us from past to past. God, his heart burning inside the head. God, because he loves me. He doesn't want to keep me in sin. Because I try all means. And always, I feel, when I read this story, I could understand why God is doing that in my life. Why sometimes he pinch my ear. Why sometimes he do miracle when I'm so dry, so weak. Why many times he do like that to encourage me, motivate me? Why all the time he's holding my hand up? Why all the time he's blessing me? He doesn't want me to be kept in sin. He love me. He doesn't love me. He love you. He doesn't want you to be in sin. He can do anything that he can save you. Ashan, he knows that sin ruined everything in your life. It is like very beautiful story of two things which are contradictory. Men insist on people insist to live in sin. And God loves them and wants to spare them, won't save them by all means. And this is the story of our life always. It is like that always. I like sin. Devil wants always me to push me to do sin. All the culture around me push me to do sin. So easy to be drifted to sin. But heart of God is, زي ما قال له جونا كده, قال له, you are sad for a small tree. My heart is burning me for these people. I love them. I want to spare them. But these people are not the people of God. They are Gentiles. But God loves you there. God loves every one of us, whatsoever our weakness, whatsoever my background. He still loves me. He still want to do everything to save me. الستوري دي هو از كليفر تو تيل مي ذيس ستوري هاز ماني هاو ماني بيرسوناليتي هاو ماني مين كاركتر ماني اول معرفش بتحبوا ايه بقى لانتا دول غيزني different stuff. What's everyone? Quickly, get up. Behave. Done. What do you think? How many characters are this in this?
Two.
Hmm?
Two.
Two characters. Who said another thing?
The fish.
What are the two characters?
God and Jonah.
The whale.
What about the people of Nineveh?
There are many characters.
Yes, Salam, philosopher. There are? Yes. Three big characters. Three big players in the act here. First, تعال خد أي حاجة جو. I don't know which one you
have.
احذفها ايه فيهم؟ طيب.
أو دي حلوة.
Thank you. So, بص كده, the third, which I can't understand. God loves his people. God wants to save his people. But what is the problem? God wants to do everything to save his people. He's mobilizing everything to save his people. But the problem, eh, Hena? God has a problem. What is the problem here?
The will of man.
It's a servant. The mediator is asleep. Ya Rabbi. God wants. And I feel in this story, if God would have a chance to jump from heaven to go by himself to the people of Nineveh, he would do it. So he tried. He started to whisper to many prophets. Till Jonah said, yes, I'm awakened. Okay, go yalla, work for me. And what Jonah did? What was the response of Jonah? He went in the opposite way. I don't know why. Always, تعالى حبايبي, this site, مرمونة ما تيجي انت وراندا this site, اخسبونا شوية أماكن this site عشان إيه لو حد جاي yes let's sit on this site okay. in the front yes بص كده مين شاطر يقول لي what was the problem جونا the big problem but this small thing حد غير شو what was the problem
lack of
trust عندي two always raising their hands
lack
what?
Of trust lack of trust lack of trust
lack of trust shatr do you think it was lack of trust
disobedience
why he was disobedient I don't think بصوا استنى بس I don't think Jonah as a great prophet of the Lord was disobedient هو صدق كلام He can't live with God all these years as his prophet. And at last say, Lord, now I'm disobedient. You should remember that. Never. So much better. The servant of God. God was mobilizing him many years, always obedient 100%. Yes?
He didn't want to be embarrassed, cared about himself. God is going to save these people later. So why to go and be embarrassed and think the city will be destroyed, and
at the
end of time, he knows that he
will not. That sharp. This is none of the opinion. But what is the big principle behind that?
Self-pride.
I look over, but can't you have in these people, it was not the prince that these people repent, and his reputation will be bad. That was not the story, actually. The main story, the big problem, of Jonah. He doesn't want God to leave his people, Israel, and to go now to the Gentiles. He was afraid about them. So kida, he doesn't want. I feel they, one of you kida, feel that like Abuna Yohanna, he will be removed from him to go to Alexandria or to Cairo to be a father there. And everyone would be rebellious and say, no, don't take Abuna from him. We need Abuna, we love Abuna, keep Abuna here. Zatkira, he was afraid that now God started to speak about a Gentile. He loves him. He wants to spare him. He doesn't want that. But what is the big problem behind that? Even this is the small, what's the big? Which I want you to know. Always, always, we do the same like Jonah. Run away from God. When that happen always? Actually, that's a big problem, eh? When we don't have faith. And as all, a practical word more than theological word. Shorter to say that. But that's
the
something.
Self.
Huh?
The ego of self.
Self.
Thinking of
center, self. So Rabbi Da can very humble. And I don't say
The Gentiles were enemies.
I'm saying, this is the story, but what is the big principle? Because we do the same.
Love of his
people. I tell you, I promise you, I'm bishop in the church, many times I run away from God. When that happen always? Many times, why?
We sometimes feel it's a bit difficult to follow the way of God.
Why? But this is a problem.
When he challenges you.
Huh?
When he challenges you.
God wants us, all of us, like a challenge.
Because you're scared of what everybody else is going to think.
Hmm?
You're scared of what other people are going to think.
There's something big. And I was speaking about it yesterday. Our big problem with God, I can't trust the wisdom of God. Damon, we have. I try to understand things by my mind. When it doesn't work, I run away from God. I'm expecting something from God. I'm confessing this is good. And why God is sad about that? And this is good for me. I like it. I want it. I prayed for it. And this is not bad for God. When it doesn't happen, always I run away from God. I quit God from my life. Our problem always, we can't understand God's wisdom. When our wisdom like clash with God's wisdom, always I do like Jonah. I run away from God. Many people quit the relationship with the Lord. Well, why, honey? Yisuk, why happened that? Because Sayyidina, as I tell you the truth, I was expecting that, I was praying for that, and that was about to happen, and God stopped it. Khalas. And I can't understand why the God is doing like that in my life. Don't do that, please. Because God's wisdom is higher than your wisdom. We said yesterday, part of life of faith to trust God, not trust myself. Even in the things which are like, yani, if that is, I say, this is the table, 100%, I see it, Abu Nahana said table, Randa said table, and God said, no, this is not the table. This is the chair. Okay, Lord, if you said that, it is like that. That's what we need. That is a story. He doesn't want privilege of his people to go to the Gentiles. Because he loves his people. He loves people of God. He is so loyal to the people of God. Like if you tell Abuna, say, I like the church of Birmingham, I like my church, I like my people, I want to die for my people. And that's great. But that doesn't mean, if God wants him to do something else, to say, no, I can't do it. And this is a problem. All of you do the same. Because I couldn't understand God, I quit God in my life. I stopped my relationship with God. Many people, kid, get called for accident, for problem, for something, kid, and say after that, say that I can't pray. Say that I'm so embarrassed by God. I'm frustrated. I don't know why he did that. He gave me promises. I prayed for that. I like that. And that never hurt God. Why not give it to me? And why? Because God has greater wisdom. But when he spread his mercy towards the Gentiles, that doesn't mean that he will stop dealing with the people of God. Sometimes, I'm telling you, sometimes God, when he removes some privilege from his people to repent, is the best for his people. Is that true or not? True or not? And that is always the way of God. So here, the third character, which is we can't understand what happened was Jonah. He ran away from God because he couldn't understand wisdom of God. Because he couldn't trust God. Why God is doing like that? What happened after that when he ran away? Hassan, a quickly kid. What happened? He went to the boat and what he did in the boat? He Hassan, سؤال. Is that strange that he could sleep in the time that everyone was awakened? Is that strange? Why? Everyone was afraid. Everyone was panicking. Everyone was crying to God. Even look kida, the captain of the boat said, "Hey, what's kida? Quickly kida." What is it? What's kida? Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6.
Fearing for their lives. Okay. All of the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below the deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep.
Everyone is crying, but Jonah is?
Sleep.
What happened?
The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish."
Wait here, Kena. Arfin, what is the original word, Hena? What was the original? Anyone has any other version in the Bible?
For which word? Sleep.
The word of the captain here.
Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and save our lives.
What he said to him? The original word, Hannah, I can't understand how could you sleep. It's so embarrassing to me. Are you crazy to sleep at that time? Are you finished to sleep? I can't understand your sleep. Is that strange? Is that strange? And when we are running away from the Lord, when we couldn't understand God's wisdom, what happened to us always? We go coma, spiritually. Always that happened. Always that happened, we go coma, spiritually. Okay, واحد, his life is broken completely and smiling. And you can't understand what's happened. His life is upside down. Everywhere failure and dryness and like that, and he is peacefully kind of smiling. Same time, kind of the moon. Yani, some. Always, when we are running away from God, when we quit God, devil try by all means to keep us asleep, kind of, fast asleep. God can't understand. Tearness. ألاقي spiritual father يقول له حبيبي, you can't feel that your spiritual life is dead. You can't feel that God is keeping the best for you. You are missing something great. But you can't feel. Always devil keep us asleep. Why? كلنا عارفين. Why he keep us asleep? Why? عارفين many of you are doctors. How leprosy started in the body? I feel it's that.
Spots.
What leprosy does in the body always?
Spots.
Huh?
Colors, spots.
Later on, what he does always?
Things fall off.
Before fall off, yesterday.
Like
you feel nothing. Yeah. And when you feel nothing, start your part of your body to fall. That's what happened. You feel nothing. That's what devil does. To cut you from the Lord, to cut you from blessing, to keep you dead spiritually, make you like that, feel nothing. Okay, قال له واحد له حبيبي what you do is wrong حبيبي you should get up يقول لي why say I promise ask Abuna I come to the church I'm okay who said to you that something wrong and that happened always he went down and entered in a coma but again the same principle again what happened here God loves Jonas God has his heart burning for Jonah this time. First, his heart burning for the people of Nineveh. But he loved everyone. He wanted to save everyone. So he went to Jonah. He sent this captain. I don't know how. Is that very strange that who is preaching now, not Jonah, but the captain? What should be the picture? Who should be preacher of this boat in that crisis? Jonah? Is that strange? I think that reminded me how that happened. In the story of the Bible. Can you remind? Can you remember? Remind me, kid, what happened in the story? One of the great kings kid, entered this coma. Kid. The word of God came to him to awaken him from coma. Who's that? Can you remember? David. When David committed sin with this woman and entered the coma, still thinking in the temple, still the king of Israel, still the great warrior. What happened? God sent him Nathan. Hello, I tell you a story. And he told him about the story of the man who took the sheep of the poor man, slaughtered it for himself. And said to him, what is your judgment? And David, the man of God, but he assumed that he was, and this man should be killed, and he should reward back or give back fourfold. What was the answer of Nathan? Hello, you are the man. Oh my God. I am the man who is worthy of this. How many of us today feel I am the man who is awake, who is asleep? I am the man who is running from the love of the Lord. I am the person, God love me, God give me the best. But because I couldn't understand him, because David, like, that deceive me, I am away from the blessing. God today is coming to me and saying, awaken, I can't understand why you are asleep. This great privilege for you. I'm keeping the best for you. I want to make you agile. I want to make you fiery. I want to make you like a glorious person. The captain came and said that to Jonah. What's going on? I want you to read verse very good. I like it very much, this verse. What was the answer of Jonah? What's that? How did you read for us? Verse 9 and 10. I like these two verses very much. What happened, Kida? Verse 9 and 10, what it says? Who read for us? How did you read your Rana? All the Jews reading. Anyone read? Loudly, Kida? Anyone read for us 9 and 10?
So he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heavens, who made the sea and dry land. And the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? So the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them.
Always clever to me. There is contradiction in the two verses. Something contradicts each other. Continue. Shall we only? In the words of Jonah, you can find contradiction. Two things not matching each other.
I
feel
the Lord that I'm running away from him.
Stand up, yes, Habib.
First he says, I fear the Lord. And the next verse he said,
well,
I'm
going
away from him.
Shatter Awi. Yes. Which one? Anyone, Habib, here. You will like. Yes, very good. And we do the same. I love Jesus. I was telling them when I was in France, a verse in the Bible saying, Solomon loved the Lord from all their heart and wanted to follow him like David, but he keeps some idols in his heart, worshiping some idols. We do the same. I love Jesus. I want blessing of Jesus. I want I want to be a different person. I want to find meaning for my life. I'm not happy what's happening in my life, but I'm running away from someone. But how God gave me his blessings. If I feel, if I know that Jesus is keeping the best, why am I running away from him? If you fear the Lord, if the Lord is in your heart, actually the original word, I am always in the presence of the Lord, but I'm running away from him. Look how it's a contradiction. Always we say, I want Jesus to be with me. I know that Jesus will make my life different. I know that Jesus keeping for me the best. I trust Jesus in everything, but I'm running away from the Lord. But I'm keeping some sense in my heart, which shatters the Lord to be with me. But then, what happened here? When that happened, and the bitter solves the problem. You want to solve the problem. Always we try to solve the problem in a human way. What was the human way to solve the problem of Jonah Hannah? What is the divine way? What is the human way? Because we do the same in our life. There is divine way to solve the problem that I'm missing the blessing, I'm running away from the Lord, I don't trust in the wisdom of God, and between the human way to solve the problem. What was the human way? What we do always? What always we do? We try to solve the problem with a human way. They try to find a way to escape what's happening. Could it work? Could it work? What's the verse say? They tried all the way to solve the problem. But what happened? What happened in the end? What's the tether? Had you run again the verse 11?
Then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea, and then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that this great tempest is because of me.
But what they did, verse 13?
Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous again.
The only way is? What is the only way? How is the only way for salvation? Mishatri only. Who has got a big head only? How we put another words in matching? They try all the way to save him by the human way, but it didn't work. The sea more angry against them, more aggressive against them. What is the only way here? What is the only way? Throw yourself from God. To do what? What is the only way here for salvation? To deny myself. I go back to the Lord. I need you, Lord, to deny my wisdom. The only way is through me in the water. But that means death. How many of you know that the only way of life is death? How many of you believe that? Do you believe that or not? Do you believe that? The only way of life is death. This is contradiction of Christianity. You want to be great? You want to have life of Jesus? You should accept. I want to die to sin. I want to die to the sins of the world. I want to live in death. I don't want. David, you want life? Enjoy life. But at the end, what happened? When you try to enjoy life, what happened? What always happened? When you go to life and enjoy everything in life, what happened always?
Death
come. And when you say no, I enjoy life of the Lord inside me. I know that life of Jesus will be more happy, more stronger, more fire, more fun even. When I do that, you find life is coming. Shekinah Daniel Prince, everyone is trying to think, let us save his life. You can't save your life. The only way to save your life is to take the life of Jesus. If you keep your life, you'll find always death. Some people try by all the way. way to please this flesh, to keep. Sayyidina, why God give me this desire? Why God give me these things? Why not enjoy them? It is okay. But you'll find always, this is there. But the time saying, no, I want the life of the Lord. I want this one to die. I tried that very much. And I asked Marmura, which was كل الكويشنز اللي coming to us. Why I find this in my way? Why I love the Lord, I find dryness always there. Why always I'm not happy? I'm thinking, عشان I'm afraid to accept this. I'm afraid to say like St. Paul, I am dead for sin. I'm not for sin. God never gave me this body or this life that I live in sin. No. That I find that Jesus living inside me. No more I live, but I trust that if Jesus lives in me, I will find the most like joyful life, the most achievable, or life of fun and joy. And that happened alone through me in the world. And this is why. And Abraham was expecting this for the man. But God was preparing life for him to return back to his service. And what happened, Kina? What's Kina? I like you very much here. Tama Judah started to return back to pray to the Lord. It's not part of our thing. But I like a verse. I was even meditating in it when I was in France. What's the killer? Go to that chapter 3. What's the killer? The king said kelma halo awi. I like it. From verse 6. But I had jump the small things. I had to run from verse 3, but not everything. Verse 6 and 7. Sorry, I had to run like that. I had to run verse 6.
Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne.
And I was going to go to the palace. And then verse 7, what he said? Read verse 7.
And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying,
and verse 8, quickly, Kida.
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God.
Verse 9.
Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?
What's the king want to say? And I like this. I like that very wise man. I'm a thief. If you want to put a big principle for the words of the king, I mean, as I come to him, the king was expecting that will spare them or not. How many say yes, how many? When he start, was he expecting that God would save them or not? How many say, yes, he was expecting that? How many say, no, he was not expecting that? I want to show you my hands up. I told you, left there. You can take a picture so you know how to suffer with the group here. When he start to ask people to repent and fast and all these things, was he expecting from the start God will return or not? Yes or no? I'm asking this. Who say yes? He was expecting. How many say no? He was not expecting. Who say yes? This my little. Who say no? Why he was not expecting? Yes, Yeshua.
Because he says, who can tell if God will turn and relent? He probably knows that God is very, very strict.
So he was not expecting God will return back. But who said yes, he was expecting?
Jesus.
Yes, Habibi. Yes.
Because if he didn't expect, he wouldn't have bothered to do what he has done.
طب شاطر قوي. Another answer. مين اللي قاله yes? Another answer. What is the big thing? Yes. Yes.
The same word. He's got hope in God. That's why he said the word that God may not.
It shows that he has hope that God will return the back. Another answer. I need another answer.
He's a king and he expects when he orders his people to obey. So he's thinking of God the same way. When they listen to him, then he will have mercy on them.
Another answer. Should be very important. Yes, Habib.
And you know from the history that the God of Israel, when the people repent, he really regrets what he was going to do with them.
Shatter up. Great. What else? Another answer. Yes.
Did he not know if God was going to save him or not? So he just thought, like, if I do repent, then maybe there's a chance that God will save us.
Aye. But you said he is sure that God will like repent and save them. I'm asking how he was sure. What's the matter? You will always, it is like one of the laws of God, David. If take root, if their sin, wickedness go up to heaven, and it retains God, always God has two options. If he doesn't want to save them, what easy for him? If he is unwilling to save them, heavily,
without
asking them, he will punish them, like what happened at the time of the flood, Abel Tufan, or Sodom and Gomorrah. He doesn't have problem to do that. But when he sent them Jonah, what was in the heart of God? The time he said, I will send Jonah, what was in his heart? To save them. Ashakid, he sent them Jonah. Why we are here? Because God wants to bless me. If God doesn't have in his heart to bless me or to change me, he would never bring me here. This is laws of God. God, when he tries, when he has a plan of blessing, always he takes the initiation. When he says, I am at the door of your heart knocking. Why, Lord? To punish me? Never. If you want to punish me, you would punish me without knocking. But he is knocking. Why? Because he wants me to open, to enter my life, change my life, make my life the best. The same. You should remember, use the chance here. We are here to bless it, to be blessed. تعال يا حبيبي اتفضل. من هنا ممكن تعالوا this side. So, عشان كده the Bible says, any the heart of God towards us, toward his people, is blessing. Peace, not punishment. And I said, look, punishment is a very strange word for God. God hates punishment. It is against his nature. It is against. So why should he spare them? Why God should bless us? Why? The same question I asked to you yesterday. Why he should bless us? Miss He will. He should bless us. Why? Mishatri only. Why?
Because we're his children.
Yes. Very good. But something bigger.
He loves us.
It's his nature.
Eh?
If it's his nature, not if it's his nature not to punish.
Yes.
His nature is to bless.
Thank you. What else? That great answer. Yes, he suffers. Why? Why he should bless us? Why is hard to bless? Why is hard to open his treasure, give us everything? Why we hate when he find me dry, when he find me away, his heart burning, and sad, and to cry. I'm knocking, yes?
Because he loves us.
Because?
He loves us.
Because he loves us. Very good. What else?
He desires us.
Huh? He desires us, very good. What else? There's something bigger. Haga kbir awi, yes? He created us to be blessed. Thank you. Something more bigger than that. Because he paid high price for us. Remember, every time I look towards the cross, I see the price paid in me. So I'm so precious to him. I'm the best for him. Every time you look at me, every time God look at me, see his son. See the son. He gave his only son for me that he can find me the best. Shekinah, when I'm here, he won't give me everything. He won't everyone go back from here full of joy, of power, forgiveness. No sin. He won't wash us. Sadauni, and I feel when God calls me to any conference like that or a retreat like that, I feel God offering all his treasures. He doesn't want me all even to sleep by night. He wants all the time to give me by force. Because I'm so precious to him. He paid high price for me. If I will fail, God will fail. If I will fail, if I will be dry, the devil will accuse God and say to him, how much you paid for this person? Say, I paid the blood of my son. Look how dry. What you paid is nothing. What's kida? I come to open kida, and I say that always to you. Book of Zechariah kida. Zechariah kida? What's kida? Open kida? I like it very much. I think chapter 3. I like it. What's kida? Chapter 3. I like this story very much. What's good at 3:3? Quickly, get up. Had you run Zechariah 3:3?
Now Joshua was standing before the angel clothed with filthy garments.
Joshua at that time was a high priest. His dress was dirty. Very bad. It seems that I'm coming back from the exile and poor. And everything is neglected. People not give enough money for the priesthood. For the high priest was wearing a dress which is not nice. But then, verse 1.
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
Oppose him? I go to Rabbeinu Bus, your high priest, is that priest in town? This is your priest, look, how is his garment? His shape is bad there. Bus, get up. What was the answer of the Lord? It was the fact that the dress of the high priest was not very nice. What was the answer of the Lord here? Quickly. What's the good verse 2? What was the answer of the Lord? Run the read for us, verse 2.
And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
What's the say? What's the beautiful word? And yeah, God was rebuking them. But David was saying something true. Yes, the garment of the high priest was not very nice. But at the end, this high priest is like a brand, blood from the fire. And always, who can tell me what's the meaning of this word? A brand, blood out from the fire. What's the meaning of this word, this expression?
It's going to be destroyed. Just saved at the last minute.
Yani.
Yeah, but it's the best come out. Like what's come out is like.
And لكم بالضبط ايه عارفين زمان طبعا before الهيتر beautiful heater ده كان زمان كان بيعملوا الهيتنج بايه يجيبوا كده pieces of wood كده زي التراديشنال ويولعوها في place كده يسموها ايه انجلش fire place كده بيحطوه وبعدين suppose ان انا I'm cleaning my desk from papers. Too much papers. I clean. I collect the heaps of paper, I throw it in the fire to get rid of them. But then, after all, I remember one of these papers is a check of 20,000 pounds. Oh my God! this one among this people, a check. Ba'am Lefzara, what I do quickly to save this check? What I do?
Put your hand in the fire.
I put my hand and
take it.
Plugs it out from the fire. And some of my hair's burned. But I remember when I do that, I'm saving 20,000 pounds. So it is worth it to sacrifice. And I bring back this paper, and when I find the sheikh, yes, it is a bit yellow, it is a bit smoky from the fire, but I could save it. And I'm so happy. That will be very precious to me. That's a sheikh. That is the same. I'm burning. And the sheikh itself starts to be yellow, but I can redeem the money. This is the same word here. Jesus said, because we are precious to him, because he paid a high price, because he said, he suffered, he offered himself for us. Ashakida, we are precious to him. Ashakida, and the devil, the Lord said to the devil, he rebuked the devil, Allah, this is like precious to me. Ashakida, I'm saying to you, when God saved his people, when God is saving Jonah here, when God saved the people of Nineveh, because they are precious to him. He paid high price on us. So when we are here, God should bless us. Use the chance. Oh, yes, Lord, I know how much you are precious. I know how much, like, not only I'm precious to you, but you want to bless me. I want to use this time for blessing. Ashakida, the king, the king of Nineveh, I know the Lord will return back, or repent, and save us. And the Lord could save them. But what is the beautiful in the story? What is beautiful in the story? And may God never be defeated. I like this story very much. God used everything. At the end, he could save everyone. I like that very much. He could save Nineveh because they returned back and started to be a holy city. They could repent. First, God could save Jonah himself and could show him his love. Thirdly, even the people of the boat, after everyone was praying for his God, at the end, عملوا إيه كده بص كده, at the start, everyone was praying for his God. But when Jonah preached to them about his God, عملوا إيه هما بص كده, كلهم prayed to whom بقى هنا بص كده, verse 14, chapter 1, verse 14, حد يقرأنا كده. Chapter 1, verse 14.
Therefore they called out to the Lord, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it is pleasing.
Now they are praying for God himself. What's it say? God never be defeated. But God could use many ways to save. Never be defeated. He used the wind. He used the whale, you know, a shark. He could use Jonah. He could use the worm. In a small tree, that God used many things. But at the end, God could make his salvation to be touched by the people. Shekida, I pray while we are here. God used everything that all of us will be blessed. And this is the story of the Lord. I pray in my own prayer, O Lord, please show me your heart. Let me see how you think about me, how your heart is burning with fire of love towards me. And when I discover that, I find everything is different in my life. And I am easy to go back to him. How many of us are afraid to return back to God? How many of us, because last week I was dry, I was awake, and I nafsi very hard to return back to God. But when I discover that he loves me and he is knocking my heart now, he wants to bless me this time, he wants to change me, will I say yes, Lord, or no? How many of us want today to say, yes, Lord, I want to be blessed. I want to return back. I know that you brought me here to make me different. But let us remove small stones together from the water of the Spirit, the rushing of the Spirit, the fire of the Spirit. There are small stones together stopping the rushing of the water of the Spirit. Maybe I can't understand God's wisdom. Maybe in some areas in my life, I came to some sense. There are things should be removed. Like what happened here? When everyone go back to God, when everyone look up and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want your love in my life. What happened? The miracle happened. And everyone could be saved. خلاص يا حبايبي. Any question here? But can we stand up, Kenna? Can we stand up? Let us, Kenna, see ourselves, Kenna, in this story. Where I am in this story? ممكن حد يخلي لنا اللايف كده بس؟ How can I find myself in this story? Where am I? Maybe a man named Jonah was kind of understand the Lord, escaping from his things. Or I am the people of the love of him. My sin was raised up to heaven to hurt God. Maybe I need something today to awaken. I need to take a step and say, Lord, yes, I want you, Lord. I want to be blessed this time. I know my dryness, my sins in the past were hurting to you. Can you do something in my life? Can you help me to trust you, to return back to you? I know this time is time of blessing. It's not a time of punishment, Lord. You are bringing us here that everyone, every single one of us will be blessed. We'll never be the same. Show us, Lord. Let us pray that God show us the weak points, the areas which are hurting.